In a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter, just one of many fine programs brought to you each week on NBC. Tomorrow night, there's top comedy entertainment with the Bob Hope Show, the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This with Senator Ford. Bob Hope delivers rapid-fire comedy routines, while Phil Harris and Alice Faye bring both mirth and music. It's a great Friday night lineup of comedy programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
It was a little over 4 years since last time I worked for the Wilcox outfit, but when George Wilcox wrote me about his pa's death and said he needed somebody to handle the cattle drive east to Abilene, well, there weren't exactly any other demands on my services, so I headed up to Adobe Junction and rode through the town to the Wilcox ranch a couple miles beyond. It was getting on toward evening when I pulled into the yard. And, whoa, boy, Oscar, whoa. Only about 8 or 10 steers in the main corral over back of the house. Well, maybe George hadn't finished the roundup yet, or maybe he was going to start the drive from out on the range. Whatever it was, he'd have to get started pretty soon or the weather would be against us. Good evening, ma'am. Is George Wilcox in?
Why, Mr. Ponsett, don't you remember me?
Why?
I'm Viola Wilcox, George's sister.
Viola No, you... Why, I just can't believe it.
Well, I guess I have changed since you last saw me.
Change? Why, gee, well, you practically grown up overnight, Viola.
There are some folks around here who wouldn't agree with you, Mr. Ponsett.
Oh?
Who is it, Vi?
It's Mr. Ponsett, George.
Britt? Why, Britt, boy, you old rattlesnake. It's about time you turned up here.
How are you, George?
Pretty good, pretty good. Put on another plate, Vi. Britt will be here for supper.
Oh, I wouldn't like to impose. Now, I mean, you probably weren't expecting me tonight.
Why, we've been expecting you for the last week. Vi's had the spare room ready since Monday.
Well, if you're sure there's enough food, Vi.
Oh, there'll be plenty, Britt. Matter of fact, I won't be eating supper at home tonight.
Now, Viola, I told you, you weren't...
I'll call you when everything's ready.
I guess we might as well wait in the parlor, Britt.
Sure. Sure. I hope I'm not too late for the drive, George.
Late?
Well, you said you've been expecting me for several days, and I didn't see much stock in the corral.
Oh, the boys are still out on the roundup. They're a little late. I couldn't go out with them this year.
Well, is that so?
They'll probably show up sometime tomorrow, or Friday at the latest. You can start off then.
You won't be going long?
No. I'm going to stick around here.
Uh-huh. I was real sorry to hear about your father, George.
He went easy, Britt. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. You know, I just can't get over how Viola's changed. Why, she's turned out to be a real pretty young lady, hasn't she? I'll bet she's got more beaux than any other girl in the whole county.
She could have, I guess, if she wanted them.
What?
Britt, do you remember Judd Coffin?
Coffin? Coffin?
He was that outlaw from up around Cloud City. You had something to do with capturing him, as I recollect.
Well, I was sort of in the neighborhood when it happened.
I was just a kid then, but Pa took me over to Cloud City to see Coffin's trial, and hanging afterward. I guess he figured it'd be a good lesson for me.
Uh-huh.
He was right, too. I never forgot it. There's something else I never forgot either. The way Judd Coffin looked. His eyes. His nose. Everything about him. He was born to be a killer. It was writ all over him.
No, I don't know now, George.
Well, I do. And now he's back here again.
Well, what are you talking about? Judd Coffin was hung. You saw it yourself. You just said so, George.
Judd had a brother. A few years younger. I don't remember his name, but I saw him at the trial, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, now that you mention it, it seems to me there was another Coffin boy. What about him?
There's a young fella started working for the mercantile in Adobe Junction, and if he ain't...
I'll be right there, Hank. Everything's on the table, George. Just stack the dishes when you finish eating, and I'll do them when I get home.
Now, you hold up a minute, Viola.
See you later, Britt. Night.
Come over here, Britt. Over here to the window.
What?
There he is in that buggy. Now, you take a good look.
Well, I... What's...
Now, don't he look just like Judd?
Well, it's been quite a while, George. I've sort of forgotten Judd Coffin.
Well, I ain't forgot him. I couldn't. Not ever. I can still see him when they led him up to them gallows. I can still see his eyes. Killer's eyes. And that's his brother out there riding away with my sister, ain't it? Well, ain't it?
Well, maybe he does sort of resemble Judd in a way, but why...
It's more than a resemblance, Britt. I've seen him up close. He's a spitting image.
Well, I don't see what difference it makes, George, unless he's been causing trouble, and even then...
Britt, he's only been around here for a couple of months. Just give him time. He'll cause plenty of trouble.
Maybe so, but now listen, George...
Britt, if a man's got bad blood in him, it's bound to come out sooner or later. It's bound to.
George, it seems to me a fellow ought not to be blamed for what his brother's done.
If he ain't up to something, then why don't he admit who he is?
What do you mean?
Says his name's Hank Wallace. Says he never heard of Judd Coffin.
Well, he ought to know.
He's lying, Britt. You saw the resemblance yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, resemblance doesn't always prove anything, you know.
You think I want a man like that going around with my own sister? Why, she's barely 18. She don't know nothing about the world or about people. I'm all she's got now. I can't let her throw her life away on Judd Coffin's brother. I've got to stop her.
Yeah, I guess she is sort of your responsibility. But, George, how about that supper? I'm kind of hungry.
You go ahead, Britt. I ain't got much appetite.
Oh, all right.
Britt?
Yeah?
Maybe this sounds like I'm butting into Vi's business, but I got no choice. Just before he died, Pa warned me, told me what would happen.
No?
Britt, it wasn't 6 weeks after the funeral before she started going around with this fella. I tried to talk sense to her. It don't do no good. Now I gotta put my foot down. You understand how I feel, don't you, Britt?
Yes, George. Sure, I understand. Well, I went ahead and had some supper. Cold ham, potato salad, bacon in it, stewed peaches for dessert. Wasn't anything exceptional, but it was filling enough. And afterwards, since George hadn't eaten anything, I decided maybe I'd go ahead and do the dishes. The dishpan was hanging right beside the sink, so I pumped some water in it. There was only a couple plates and a cup to wash. But the handle on that cup just wasn't very substantial, and when it slipped... Oh, doggone it. Well, looked like it was beyond the gluing stage, so I kind of got the pieces swept together and put them in the garbage bucket. I wasn't exactly trying to hide them or anything like that, but, there were plenty of other cups in the cupboard. Anyhow, I walked back into the parlor and said goodnight to George and went upstairs to bed. I figured he was going to wait up for Viola, and I didn't suppose she'd like the idea, but it wasn't any of my business. I was kind of tired anyway. And Viola sure didn't like it either. At least that's how it sounded to me when I woke up about 1 o'clock and heard her and George going at it hammer and tongs in the downstairs hallway.
What I do or where I go.
I'm your brother, Viola.
Well, you're not my keeper.
He's no good.
If he was, he wouldn't keep you out until all hours of the night.
Staying out was my idea. I didn't want to come home because I knew I'd have to sit here and listen to you.
Well, you're going to listen. I told you who he was, but you wouldn't believe me. Now, maybe you'll believe Britt.
Don't drag him into this. Please. Please, George.
Britt? Britt, are you still awake?
George, I asked you not to.
Britt?
Yeah? Yeah, what's trouble?
Would you mind coming down here?
Well...
It'll only take a minute, Britt.
Well, I... All right, George. All right, give me a chance to put my pants on. I sure didn't like the idea of mixing into a family argument, but I didn't look like I was going to get any sleep till George had simmered down, so I pulled on my trousers and I slapped a little cold water on my face. Then I headed out in the hall. I could see Viola standing at the bottom of the stairs, and her face was real white, and her eyes were kind of wide open and determined. George was holding onto her arm.
I was running around with some girl.
The way his jaw was set, well,
he
just as determined as she was.
It wouldn't be any of my business.
Well, I do care. It's for your own good, Vi.
Well, good evening, Viola. Oh,
Mr. Ponsett, I'm awful sorry that you have to get involved in this. And I'm ashamed, too.
Well, you ought to be.
Not for myself. I'm ashamed for you, George.
For me? I'm not running around with no outlaw disgracing my family. Britt, you tell her. Tell her who he really is.
Now, George, I never saw the man before in my whole life.
You noticed the resemblance right off, didn't you? You remarked on it. That man, Jud Coffin's brother, Vi.
Is that what you got Mr. Ponsett down here to tell me?
Well, ain't that reason enough?
No, it's not enough.
He's been lying to you, pretending to be somebody else. Don't you care?
He hasn't lied to me, George. I know who he is. I've known it since we first met. He told me he was Hunt Coffin.
He told you?
He was afraid folks around here would hold it against him. That's why he changed his name. And it looks to me like he was right.
You knew who he was and you went right on seeing him?
Can't you understand, George? He's not to blame for something his brother did. They're two different people.
The same blood's in him that was in Jud Coffin. And he'll turn mean and pull the same kind of stunt his brother did, and he'll end up the same way.
Oh, that's crazy. Why, he doesn't even carry a gun. You've seen him often enough. You know he doesn't.
He can get a gun easy enough, and he will. The very first time he figures he needs one.
Mr. Ponsett, won't you talk to George? Maybe you can make him see that I'm not a child, that I know my own mind.
Well, it seems to me we've all done enough talking for one night. Anyway, I sure could use a little more sleep. You know, things may look different in the morning. Don't you think so? You know.
Mr. Ponsett's right. We'd better go to bed, too.
Things won't be any different tomorrow, Vi, not as far as I'm concerned. I'm telling you here and now, you're not to see young Coffin again, ever.
I'm going to marry him, George.
What?
I wasn't intending to tell you yet. I thought maybe later you'd come around, but I guess you never will. I promised him tonight.
Promised him? You don't know what you're saying, Vi.
George, let's go.
You're just doing this to spite me, ain't you? Well, I'll teach you.
I'm in love with him.
In love with a man like that? I'll slap some sense into you, but take me all night.
George. Hey, George, now get a hold of yourself.
You heard what he said. She's going to marry him. Well, she'll be singing a different tune before...
Now, wait a minute. Will you
stay out of this, George? She's my sister.
I don't care whose sister she is. Now, let go of her.
All right now, George, come on. Let's go upstairs.
It's for her own good, Britt, what I done.
Well, I guess you must have thought it was.
Someday she'll realize it was for her own good. She can't marry him, Britt. She just can't.
Well, treating her the way you did is apt to make her more set on it than ever.
She'll get over that idea fast enough now that she knows I mean business. Someday she'll thank me for slapping her.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get some sleep, George. Come on.